Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, our God, our King, our Jehovah Jireh, our Jehovah Nisi, our Jehovah Shalom, our all in all, we come to you giving you praise, honor, and glory. Lord, we thank you so much for this day that you have made, for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Vanessa Spunt, Lord Weatherspoon, and the entire D.H. De Leon family. Father, we ask that you will bless them with every spiritual blessing on high. Father, we ask that you will let your anointing be with them always, because it was through you that they have the victory. So thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God who always causes them to prosper. Father, we thank you so much for the speaker. We thank you, Lord, that you are leading them, you are guiding them to bring forth the word that we need to hear this morning. Lord God, we come in agreement and prayer, asking you for utterance, for the anointing, for the manifestation of your Holy Spirit and your truth to set us free this morning. Lord, we ask for direction, that the word to go forth with clarity. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. Father, as we come before the table to partake of your word, we just bind anything, any hindrances, oh God, that would try to keep us from hearing your word, and that you allow us to be receivers of that word. And Father, we just pray, oh God, that you allow us to be active hearers of your word and not just doers. I mean, not we'd be hearers, and we would not be hearers only, but we will be doers. Father, and then we just thank you for blessing the speaker in a mighty way, that they bring forth the word, Lord, with clarity, all of you and none of them, in the name of Jesus. We bind Satan right now in Jesus' name, and we loose the anointing to go through the airwaves, that this call will go forth with clarity, and we give you praise, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family. Everyone have a blessed, safe Thanksgiving with family and friends, and remember to take time to tell someone you love them, but above all, to tell our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, thank you. Host, are you there?
Minister Willa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
Wow. To God be the glory for the great things that he's doing. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us on, I believe you said, this Take Time for Jesus Tuesday. And we thank you for opening us up in prayer. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I am coming to you from Southern California. And I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings and welcome you to the Master's Call. Our co-founders here, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Super Fantastic, and our mother ego, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started this telecommunication sanctuary on October the 25th of 2010. And the mission and the mandate that God gave them was that lives would be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and we begin our day. See, here on the Master's Call, we've been standing on Scripture, Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So we start this call off in prayer. We end this call in prayer. We have been here every single day, Monday through Friday, for over, well, now going on 6 years here on the Master's Call. So I thank God for the co-founders of this call, and we thank God for each of you who dialed in. I just want to let you know that this call does have a website, so you can go online to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see that all of our messages have been archived on our website. Also, if you have a prayer request or praise report or testimony and you want to get that information to us when we are not here on the line, then please utilize our email. And our email address is info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, who we are praying, traveling graces to as she's on the road right now driving, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. And so each day we have the opportunity to head over to the new morning motivational call. And today is King Spirit Tuesday, and that call will be hosted by Manager Harold Helm. And the message for today will be take action. That's right, take action. So please dial 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598#. And see, the vehicle that brought most of us together here on the Master's Call is a phenomenal health and wellness company called Artists International that is truly changing lives all around the world. Right now, we are taking over each and every state and each and every city with a 72-hour weight loss system. Yes, 72-hour weight loss system where most people are losing anywhere from 1 to 7 pounds, but actually there's some who have lost 8, 9, 10, and 11. So if you are a part of Artists International, I say please check your back office and make sure you plug in to the movement and the takeover. And if you're not a part of Artists International and you want to know more about it, please get back with the person that invited you to this call and allow them to share with you how an appointment with Artists will change your life. Well, it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so our speaker for this morning, if you're following us on yesterday, she ministered to us on the new morning motivational call on Inspirational Monday, and she's back here today. She is a co-founder here on the Master's Call. She definitely operates in victory. She is intelligent. She is anointed. She is definitely needed for this season. She walks in excellence. She is saved. She is sanctified. And she is our anointed speaker for this day. And so without further ado, it is an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear is none other than the phenomenal, the committed, the dedicated, the amazing and victorious, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa, are you out there this morning?
Wow. Yes, I am. So good morning. Thank you for that extremely kind introduction. Good morning, Master's Call family, to each and every one of you, name by name, person by person. Praising God for each and every one of you taking out the time to be with us, especially this strategic special week where we give thanks. I want to thank Minister Willa, as always, for greeting God's people with such a spirit of hospitality and love as we came into our telecommunications sanctuary and to our songbird, where it's early out there in California, but the love of Christ and the hospitality of this host. We thank you for all that you do for the Master's Call family. We are excited in this week. But we want to make sure we're excited and grateful this week for the right reasons. Some of us are excited because it's a holiday, and that means a break from the routine. But for all of us as believers, we want to take time to reflect and remember. As Minister Tiffany mentioned, I had the honor yesterday on the new morning motivational call, where I'm encouraging all of you all to plug in and hop in every morning after this call. I spoke yesterday on retracing your steps and giving thanks, retracing your steps. All of us have something to look back and be grateful, thankful for some things that God didn't just walk us through. He carried us through. It was only his footprints in the sand. And we want to, as we did yesterday, take time to reflect. I am a prophetic teacher to the core. And I believe in understanding why we do what we do and knowing a little background. So before I give our word for today, our message for today on every day, give thanks during this season and always, soar, eagle, soar. Every day, give thanks during this season And always, I'm calling you an eagle. I'm speaking to you. I'm denouncing that little chicken, and we sure enough are acknowledging that turkey in you, even though we're going to probably all eat some this week. I'm calling you the eagle of God that you are, and give you a little background in his story of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving goes back a long way in our history in America. And for many of us, we learned a little bit, a brief overview, unfortunately, usually from one perspective, about what happened on the time in the beginning of Thanksgiving. Give you a little bit more of an in-depth background as we then will pursue into our word and always back the Bible and the word with what we teach and say. In 1621, that's a long time ago, 1621, the Plymouth colonists and Wampanoag, that's spelled W-A-M-P-A-N-O-A-G, Wampanoag Indians, shared an autumn harvest fest that is acknowledged today as one of the first Thanksgiving celebrations in the colonies. Now, for more than two centuries, days of Thanksgivings were celebrated by individual colonies and states. It was not until 1863, so from 1621 to 1863, individual colonies were doing what they called Thanksgiving. But in 1863, in the midst of the Civil War, one of the most horrific and dark periods of our history in America, then President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a national Thanksgiving Day to be held each November. Now, we remember way back a year before, in September 1620, there was a small ship called the Mayflower. I think all of us learned about the Mayflower in our elementary school history lessons. It left Plymouth, England, carrying 102 passengers. This was an assortment of religious separatists. They were seeking a new home where they could freely practice their faith, and that's what we stand on even today in America. And other individuals, lured by the promise of prosperity and land ownership in the New World, got aboard that Plymouth boat. We are realizing that we should be thankful for freedom to practice our faith. And 102 people came here and birthed that in this land. A right to choose, and we do guard that very right even more so to this very day. Now, for them, after a treacherous and uncomfortable crossing, it lasted 66 days. They dropped anchor near the tip of Cape Cod. Now, that was way far north of their intended destination at the mouth of the Hudson River. And 1 month later, a whole month, the Mayflower crossed the Massachusetts Bay, where the Pilgrims, as they are now commonly known, began the work of establishing their first village at Plymouth. So they spent 66 days on a boat, still spent another month after they got here, and then they started building the village at Plymouth. Now, throughout that first brutal winter, because we can look on the news even today and see how rough the weather has changed on the Far East Coast, most of the colonists remained aboard the ship, where they suffered from exposure, scurvy, and outbreaks of contagious diseases. Only half of those 102 Mayflower's original passengers and crew lived to even see their first New England spring. See, we have a lot to be thankful for. In March, the remaining settlers moved ashore, where they received an astonishing visit from a Benikia Indian, and that's spelled A-B-E-N-A-K-I, Indian who greeted them in English. Who would have thought? Greeted them saying, hello, what's happening? No, he probably could say it like this, but he knew English. So several days later, he returned with another Native American, Squanto, a member of the Pawxatuck, P-A-W-T-U-X-E-T. I want you to understand. So when people want to make out that origin started with these American settlers, there were some Indians who even knew English who were already here. And Squanto, who is a member of this Pawxatuck's tribe, who had been kidnapped by an English sea captain and even back then had been sold into slavery. And he literally, I'm telling you, would go back a long time with the slavery, doesn't it? Pawxatucks had been sold into slavery before escaping to London and returning back to his homeland on an exploratory expedition. So before the Plymouth story, there had been other people who had been to London and back, and this has been documented in other writings. Now, Squanto, he taught the pilgrims, weakened by their malnutrition and illness, how to cultivate the land, and he taught them how to cultivate the corn, extract sap from maple trees, catch the fish and the rivers, and avoid poisonous plants. Squanto also helped the settlers forge an alliance with the Wampanoag, a local tribe that we talked about, and that endured for more than 50 years. So they were getting along for over 50 years, and then it tragically remains one of the sole examples of harmony between the European colonists and the native Indians. So in November of 1621, after the pilgrims' first corn harvest proved successful, Governor William Bradford organized a celebratory feast, and he invited a group of the fledgling colonies and native Indian American allies, including this Wampanoag tribe, Chief Massasoit, who was the chief, it's spelled M-A-S-S-A-S-O-I-T, and it's often now remembered as America's First Thanksgiving. Now, although the pilgrims themselves may not have used that term at that time, the feast lasted for 3 days, and where the Indians, they brought deer and other animals for the feast to be eaten. And there was no such thing back then, folks, as Sara Lee's pies and cakes or desserts, which had become a hallmark for us. And so today, our Thanksgiving is the fourth Thursday of November, and this was set by President Franklin D. Roosevelt in 1939, who changed it from Abraham Lincoln's designation as the last Thursday in November, because we often have five Thursdays, and hence it became too close to Christmas. So again, unfortunately, greed led to this decision, not the heart of the motive of Thanksgiving. But the pilgrims' first Thanksgiving began at some unknown date between September 21st and November 9th, most likely closer to early October. And the date of Thanksgiving was probably set by Lincoln to somewhat correlate with the anchoring of the Mayflower way back at Cape Cod, which occurred definitely on November 21st, 1620. And so there are two other contemporary accounts by Edward Winslow's account, and it was later dated in December 12, 1621, and one that's kept in our archives at the Smithsonian Institute, which both consider that first Thanksgiving in 1621. And it was for the pilgrims to say that they were thankful for living, half of them, through that brutal trip over to America. They were thankful for the freedom to praise God as they wanted to here in America. They were thankful for the correlation and the understanding and agreement between the Indians, which we know later turned out not to be that same agreement. Now, as we go through the annals of time to today, we should be grateful because our God has been faithful to us as a people, as a nation through it all. So in my last 9 minutes, I'm going to talk briefly back from the topic, because I want you to have the foundation to understand that some people paid a price, some people sacrificed, and every day, even more so with the birthing of what was celebrated here in America, but every day we should give thanks. And as the eagles that we are, keeping our eyes past the storms of persecution of Christians in the church, persecution of us as a people of color, just many inconsistencies with our history of America, in spite of it all, through it all, we give thanks. Our text, 1 Timothy 1, and just for sake of time, verses 12 through 17, I'm going to ask you to go back and read, when Paul wrote to Timothy, who he had mentored in that 1 Timothy 1, 12 through 17, and he reminded him to be thankful to the Lord who's given you strength, who considered you trustworthy. And for many of us, we have to look in the mirror and remind ourselves God trusted us enough to deposit in us the awesome gifts and talents. And the acronym God gave me a long time ago for thanks, and that's what I'm going to talk about from that passage, is thanks, thankful, hopeful attitude. and a nice, kind spirit. When you give thanks with a grateful heart, you have a thankful, hopeful that it's going to get better no matter what it looks like. Your attitude, your mindset is a place of positive thoughts. And it's nice to be nice, and you'll do it with a posture of being kind. And that spirit of kindness will drive out the enemy. So that T in thanks quickly is to give thanks in all things. Give God praise. That T is you got to trust God whether you like it or not, whether you understand it or not. Decide to believe what the Word says. We know in Proverbs 3, that 5th through 6th verse says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. What? But in all. They didn't say some. They didn't say choose and pick a few. It's good in all thy ways. Acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. Praise God leads to triumph over the enemy. I quote this scripture in my warfare prayer every morning when I get up and I'm walking through the living room and just decreeing and declaring and aligning the atmosphere. I quote Colossians 2:15. Because when I'm climbing up in that realm, I remind the devil that this is a fixed fight. That 15th verse in chapter 2 of Colossians says, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it, reminding the devil, we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We will experience victory as we keep what? An attitude of gratitude. Keeping our joy. What does that look like in our everyday lives? It's giving our time, our talent, and our treasure. We have a great tool in artists, an opportunity we should be grateful for. We should be thankful for a vehicle which helps, changes looks, changes lives, and changes our financial future and legacy. All today, every day, give thanks during this season and always. Or, Eagle, soul, I'm speaking to your spirit today. Do it by having a thankful, hopeful attitude and a nice, kind spirit. That H in thanks is all. You got to be holy. That's pure and pure in your actions, but utmost in your attitude. We must be living epistles and live holy lifestyles, which always point people back to Christ. 1 Peter 1:16, because it is written, be ye holy. For I am holy. That doesn't mean just because you wear dresses long down to your knees and live any kind of way. No, no. Holy, pure in your attitude, thoughts, motives. What does that really look like? Again, doesn't mean no makeup, no pants, but a life that is pure and clean and honest with pure motives and a clean heart and honest and honorable intentions. See, all of us have a past, and had it not been for the mercy and grace of God, nothing but the righteous prayers of a praying mother and father and grandmother Minnie Weatherspoon. Tell me when I was out there being young and foolish. All of us have some BC days, some before Christ. All of us have a little Halloween, little skeletons in our closet. But by the blood of Jesus, he's covered us, and we have to be honest and show mercy and grace and honorable in our intentions with our relationships, with our artist business, being men and women of our word, being God's living epistle and living a testimony of his goodness and favor. Every day, give thanks during this season. Soar, ego. Yes, you are. Soar. I'm speaking that chicken out of you. You're not afraid. God didn't give you the spirit of fear. And you'll have a thankful, hopeful attitude and a nice, kind spirit. The A in thanks is be available to be used by Christ. Be his ambassador. What does ambassador mean? You're his spokesperson. Some scriptures, 2 Corinthians 5:20, in 2 Corinthians 5, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you, but we pray you in Christ's stead. Be you reconciled back to Christ. You're rooted in Christ and you're his reconciler to others. Proverbs 13:17 also talks about us being ambassadors, as we give thanks for the many blessings he's given us. Choose today to be God's hands extended. Look for opportunities to serve. That's why I speak over us that we are ministers in the marketplace. Oh, we are called to be active ministers in the marketplace. And that N in thanks, have the 3N of Christ. I call it the 3N. What do you mean, Dr. V? Well, have the nature of Christ. That means you're developing his character. which is those fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5. Be a nurturer. You know, women, how we're nurturers, men too. That means to encourage others, be a mentor, be a coach to others. And then thirdly, that third end is choose to love thy neighbor. You're building a culture, a community in our artist family. Being neighborly. In Ephesians 6 and 4, it talks about in that fourth verse, Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus about being nurturers of the word of God. Nurture. And your nature should have the essential traits, the qualities, the character. And nurture, you're training up. And we want to give thanks that same three-in way to nature, to nurture, and to be neighborly. And the K is be the, I call it the 4K, desire to have knowledge, first, of God's word by using, secondly, the keys. God gave us some keys, some principles, and do it for his kingdom. We're kingdom builders, folks. We're ministers in the marketplace. We're kingdom builders. And then we got to be keepers of his word. Keep your word. Proverbs 10:14. Wise man lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the fool is his near destruction. Have knowledge. Study to show yourself approved. Matthew 16:19. Oh, use those keys of whatsoever we bound on earth is bound in heaven. Matthew 13:38. Oh, we're kingdom builders. And then Psalms 121:5. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. And our last letter, as I conclude today, is choose to smile, live sanctified and saved, loving your Lord and Savior. Choose to smile, notify your face. It takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile. Live a sanctified and saved life, loving your Lord and Savior. All today, every day, give thanks. Soar, eagles, soar. This season of Thanksgiving, because others have paid the price, when I talked about yesterday, retracing your steps, some mamas, some big mamas, some big aunts, some aunties, some grandpas, some folks sacrificed with the blessings you now are in the overflow of. Be thankful. Now you pay it forward in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Sorry I went over. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Wow, what a powerful and profound message this morning, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you so much for that message. Soar, eagle, soar. I will be calling you back shortly to give us our benediction for this day. But let us go to God in prayer at this time. Father, we just bless you and we thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We bow down humbly before your throne. Forgive us of our sins, O God, and create within us a clean heart. Show us today, God, so that we will do what you would have us to do according to your will and to your way. Allow us to walk into the steps that you have already predestined for our lives, God. We submit to you, Father God, that your will be manifest on earth as it is in heaven. So we thank you for this day. We thank you for this, the Master's Call. We thank you for every caller that has dialed in and those that will listen later. We ask right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would bless Dr. Vanessa in a mighty way. We ask that you would just refill her with your virtue. Refill her with your joy. Refill her with your strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that she will continue to be a kingdom builder and a world changer. And Father, we lift up Minister Jackie Henderson to you right now, Father. Father, right now we speak that your blood flows through her body right now in the name of Jesus, and that anything that is toxic in her is removed right now in the name of Jesus. We speak total and complete healing right now from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Father, for you said that by your stripes we are healed. So we claim healing for our sister this morning, Father, and for those who are traveling, Father, we say traveling grace right now for Brenda Terrell, Minister Brenda Terrell, and for all of those who are traveling, God, Mother Dorothy Cook and Gloria Tate right now, Father, we pray right now that you would just dispatch your angels right now, that they will guide them and protect them as they travel the highways and byways, oh God. And for everyone else, we ask the same in the name of Jesus. And so I pray right now that we will make this day great, that we will make every step count, that your will be done, oh God. I speak peace in this world. I say heal our land in the name of Jesus. And we give you the thanks, God,
We give you the glory and we give you the praise. And it is done. I decree it and declare it in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. So, Father, we just thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. We thank God for his presence here. Please dial the replay, 712-432-1085, and the access code is 539598#. We'll be heading over to the new morning motivational call with manager Carol Hemp on Take Action Tuesday. That number is 530-881-1300, the access code 539598#. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us today. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for that practical and profound message this morning. To each of you who have dialed in, thank you so much. And remember to go out and be that great minister in the marketplace that you are. And remember to soar, eagle, soar. Dr. Vanessa, back over to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, Father God, we just thank you for the word today. The mandate on our lives is to, at all times, give thanks, to have that attitude of gratitude, and to remember we are your eagle soaring higher and higher toward purpose, toward destiny. And as we go through this week, this time when the country pauses to say thanks, let us put a daily pause in our hearts. Let us put a daily bookmarker in our spirits that we truly are your hands extended, and we seek the opportunities to serve you and to glorify your name. So we speak blessings. We speak, as Minister Tiffany said, traveling mercies. We speak great time of fellowship, of great food, of laughter and love for all those during this Thanksgiving season, and for the least of these. Some of us will feel the compassion to go and be part of a feeding program on Thanksgiving Day, or to just visit a lonely person in a nursing home to show thanks in demonstration. Now, Father, we glorify you as we leave this call, but never leaving your presence. And we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're doing. And all, we're excited about what you're going to do in us and through us. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Have a very blessed, safe, sanctified, steady Thanksgiving, where we don't eat too much, but we keep remembering that it is all about him. Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.